And ladies and gentlemen, it was well reported in the New York Times and on many television newscasts that the General Electric Corporation will be paying no U.S. corporate taxes this year because of outsourcing and other strategies. Now, this is not fair to American businesses who do not outsource around the world and continue to employ American workers and pay their taxes. They certainly have the right to complain and ask, why are there tax loopholes for so many corporations that outsource? Tax loopholes make it possible for many major corporations to outsource manufacturing to their offshore divisions, then ship the products to the USA, sell them to the American people, and report limited profits on sales here in the USA. This is beneficial to corporations because the cost of manufacturing in foreign countries are low and tariffs on foreign products are minimal. In the process, GE avoids hiring American workers and paying U.S. taxes, but still depends on the American people to be their loyal customers. Now, in the case of GE, at one time 90% of their electrical products, including toasters, refrigerators, blenders, fans, light bulbs, and dozens of other items, were all made here in the USA. Today, the amount of GE products made in America is low. That simply means that the majority of GE, as well as other brand name products in our stores, are made overseas, and the American people are now mainly customers and not producers. Strategies like this are discouraging new companies from investing in America, and they're also aggravating the plight of America's workers. As I stated in past commentaries, I think that it would be a good idea to establish new businesses to manufacture every level of product we use here in the United States. With this change, imported products would have a competitive item on the American market, and we can then direct our purchasing power to the corporations that are employing all levels of American workers. I urge you to look closely at all labels to see where the items are being made before you make any final purchase. As you shop around, consider the plight of America's workers and industries that could be operating here in the USA if you supported them. As you shop around, be sure to speak up in support of American workers and be sure to spend your dollars wisely. This is Michael Blihash. You can email me your comments and suggestions from the email link, which is located on the front page of my internet site. Check it out at AmericanWorkersNeedYou.com.